I told you we had a really busy show this morning, and it continues with Councillor Jack Abrams from the Democratic Alliance coming in on a Thursday. Nice to see you again, Jack.
Morning, Dave, and good morning to the listeners. Likewise, nice to see you too.
Thank you. There's a lot happening in Balito at the moment, some of which is no doubt affecting your particular ward. And let's talk about that, because clearly there are things to talk about. What is at the moment trending and burning in the zeitgeist of Balito?
Well, as we've noticed for the last 2 days, the traffic lights have been repaired, and some of them are still in the process of being repaired. And not too long ago, there was the issue of Townsend Park, and then there's also the issue of the informal settlement that is still affecting the neighbors from Ward 30.
Well, all of those things are of keen interest to the members of the greater Balito community. So let's talk about the traffic lights. What was the happy outcome there?
So finally, KDM and the Department of Transport, DOT, they have come to an agreement on the Memorandum of Understanding, an agreement that that KDM will now fix traffic lights, and then the Department from Transport, they will bill them accordingly and they will pay them. So the memorandum, there was none for the last few months, and traffic lights weren't being repaired, but now, due to us fighting that, it is now the memorandum has been agreed upon.
So that was the problem, was who would pay and who owned them, because it 100%. Was no one could just get stuck in. It wasn't as simple as that. Good to know who brokered that deal. It couldn't have been an easy one.
No, it was a push from council it was a good partnership from Democratic Alliance, DOCRA, the Chamber, the UIP, and we put enough pressure on Jali, and eventually we got that memorandum signed between
the
departments.
So that was a real win for the community, because ultimately everyone wins when things go right.
Yeah.
And I suppose everyone has taken credit for it, because it's gone right, so why
that's
not?
What we do.
We don't mind who gets the credit, as 100%. Long as things are fixed, and that's a good idea. Moving on to, you mentioned the park. Now, clearly this is not the Zen Park issue. This was the Townsend Park issue, which was taking a similar kind of route, in that there was this attempt by a private group to acquire that public open space for the purposes of building a structure. And everyone that was involved got together and decided it was not going to be the best use. Has that deal now gone away completely, or is it just under wraps?
It's for now it's under wraps, Dave. We can never say that it's gone away completely. The last outcome was that Cocter and National Treasury has advised that the correct processes hasn't taken place the previous time that the sale had to go through. So we were advised that should it reopen, proper processes
must be followed.
Yes, because for example there wasn't open public participation the first time around.
And I think that's key to these things. All of these matters are subject to discussion. And ultimately, I think any dispute is subject to discussion. And if there is a willingness on the part of all parties to get together and to look at the facts and at the proposal and the benefits and the burdens, and then come to a logical conclusion for the best possible outcome. This is where I think we, in our modern South African democratic society, need to go, rather than to try to obfuscate things by skipping processes and slipping things under the radar. That has never been a good idea. And it happens. We've seen that there's been construction down in the Balito village of a building that apparently, well, it's gone up, and it went up under the obfuscation of COVID. No one knew. I don't know where they advertised for permission to go up, and I think it's even exceeded the maximum permissible height originally, and it's got dispensation to change that. And now there's an attempt to do the same, even higher, in the Balito village. Does that fall under your ward, or is that Ward 6?
It does not fall under my ward, Dave, but yes, we as councillors, we're always also, our role is also to inform the public about public participation processes. We are informed at times, and So, but no, it's not my word, but yeah, we are also calling for fair and transparent public participation process.
I think that's really important, because otherwise it becomes angry. And angry is not necessarily conductive. It's not productive.
Yes.
Let's move on to the issue that you mentioned at the beginning of our chat, the informal settlement opposite Umhlali Country Club, which has become very much of an established residential node with businesses operating, and clearly around it are developments that are being impacted because informal development has problems.
Yes, Dave, I'm asked this every day about what is happening there. KDM has gone to court and they have won. They're in their favor. Now the people need to be moved. The residents of the informal settlement need to be moved to an area called Flaxbreit, or now they're just saying behind Sharka's Claw, because everyone's asking where's Flaxbreit. The issue is there is no services for them yet, and KDM need to provide services. So that's going to take a while, hence why it's so quiet. But KDM need to provide them with services and move the people. But I'm not sure how long that's going to take. That could take another while, but the court has ruled in KDM's favor for them to move.
There's another development in that area, which is the Duguza substation that's over the road from that settlement. And that's taken a couple of years longer than originally forecast. And it looks like at the moment it is going to be delayed again. What is happening there?
Yes, Dave. So it's supposed to kick off phase two now, which is electrification to other parts of the wards that is supposed to empower. Hoard 30 and Hoard 22, but due to funding at the moment, it's standing still. So KDM is still trying to scrape some money together and get the phase two underway.
So then let me ask you this. We are into the festive season, and the big problem with the festive season last year is that there was continuous and very damaging power failures, power outages. Has the situation changed? Because I see daily on my various groups that I follow that the power keeps tripping in parts of the region. Where are we with that?
So the faulty cable that was causing most of the outage at Imbonini Park last year has been replaced. And in my ward, there has been an improvement. I know the farmers over the weekend, they've been having a few outages, I think 4 days in a row. But the technician there said that there was a fault on the line, and it has fixed that. But I think that there is an improvement in Hoard 30 in terms of power.
Well, that is wonderful to know. The rest of the region are not so lucky. I see from yesterday there was a huge power outage affecting most of the area, and I'm just trying to see whether that has been. Apparently at the moment, Garland wrote, oh, this was yesterday. That looks like we're back on today. How nice. Wonderful. So today we've got power.
Yes.
This afternoon, we don't know. Tomorrow, we don't know. But we hope for the best. And Jack, thank you for coming in with that.
No.
Is there anything else that we should know about?
Well, not to advertise for them, but there's a new spa gourmet that opened up in Zimbali Oasis. It's now been changed from Zimbali West to Zimbali Oasis. And that will convenient the Zimbali people just to get some goodies there. And yeah, that's about it from me, Dave. And I wish your listeners a very happy season.
Thank you. I thought it would probably be a good idea, because we're going into the busy season now, that there are certain pressure points. We know where those are. Always the beaches and the public areas tend to take a little bit more a concentrated beating, if you like. And the idea is to try and... Well, you know, sometimes there are those that just rub you up the wrong way and could potentially spoil your lovely day out. My advice, and I'm sure yours will be the same, is if you do end up in a difficult situation and you feel that you're being unnecessarily compromised by behavior or worse, luckily, and we had the UIP in yesterday, on most of the beach nodes, you've got the UIP guards, and they do a fantastic job. If you pop along, they're well marked in their livery. You'll find them easily. if you need any kind of assistance, pop along and support them in the sense that you play the game. If you need help, they will definitely help you escalate it to other security cluster members, all of whom I believe are now on heightened visibility to make sure that the festive season goes swimmingly, and I'm sure it will. And the message, of course, behave as you would like to be treated, you know. So if you're going to go onto the beach and there is a no drinking policy, that's for a good reason. So don't get into trouble and try and make allowances for the odd obnoxious visitor or the odd obnoxious resident. You know, people are people, generally speaking. Diffuse it with kindness and love and have a very blessed festive season. Jack, thanks for joining me on the morning show.
Thank you, Dave. No problem.
I wish you strength to continue with your work in Ward
30.
We'll hear about Ward 30 in the coming year. I'm sure it's going to be lovely. And the radio show, that is an extended morning jaunt on 88 FM, continues.